Okay, so we got to the top of Dalet Amud Aleph, two lines down. Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hai Tzurba Mirabanan, a Tzurba Mirabanan, which is what Rashi tells us, Tzurba Mirabanan is defined as a four lines from the top, Bachar Charif, a young Bachar, sharp, and the Rava is telling us, Hai Tzurba Mirabanan, Dame Lipartzida de Tosi Kala. He's similar to what the partida we said yesterday, a seed that's below the ground, ready to sprout up. Dechaven de navat navat. Once it begins to sprout, it sprouts further and further, says Rashi. What does that mean, de navat navat? This is four narrow lines down. Shemaschil libatzpeits ulalos ola lamala. He starts to grow further and further up above the ground. Kach tamal chacham, kevin sheyotza shmo. Once his name gets out there, that people hear of who this Tamil Chacham is, then Holich V'Gadol L'Mala, his name gets bigger and bigger, and he gets bigger and bigger. That's what the comparison of a Tzurba Mirabanan is to a seed. So Gemara then says further, another statement of Rava, Amar Rava Hai Tzurba Mirabanan D'Rasach, a young, sharp Tamil Chacham, who's very angry, has kas, or Raisahu D'Kav Mersat Rascha. It's the Torah that's within him, that's burning him up, that's getting him all excited and angry. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Halocho divari ka'esh num Hashem. That the word, my words, is like fire. The words of Hashem is like fire. So when a person learns Torah, the Torah becomes a part of him. The esh becomes within him. And that's what's getting him all angry. V'amar Rav Ashi, Rashi says further, Kol tam l'chacham she'eno kasha k'parzel, eino tam l'chacham. A person who's not, a tam l'chacham rather, who's not as hard as a piece of metal, is not considered a true tam l'chacham. How do we know? Shinema, the continuation of that pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "Uchepatish yifotetz sela," that the Torah, this divarai, the words of Hashem, is like a hammer. It's able, the hammer, to break a stone, break a rock. So Amar Le Rabbi Abba Le Rav Ashi, Asan Mehasim Masnisela. You learned it from there. Anan Mehacha Masnisela. We learned it from a different source. Dichsiv, the pasuk tells us in Sefer Dvarim, Eretz Asher Lo B'Muskun Kenos. Tochal ba, Eretz Asher Avaneha, rather, that's where it stops. Eretz Asher Avaneha, the land who has its rocks are made of Avanim stones, Avaneha Barzel. Al Tikre Avaneha, don't read it as rocks, Ella Boneha, the ones who build it. And who are the builders? The Talmidei Chacham are the ones who build the world. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Boneha, Talmidei Chachamim, Mekayim Olam Bibinyanehu. By them learning, they're being Mekayim and they're holding up the world. So that's the source. He learned that Tamil Chacham are strong as a rock. Then the Gemara says, Amar Ravina, Afil Hachi, even though that's the case, that a Tamil Chacham who learns a lot becomes angry, becomes very difficult and stubborn, Afil Hachi, Mi Baile Le'inesh Le'melef Nafshe B'Nichusa. He has to still try his best to overcome those feelings and be benachas and be very gentle. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, "V'haser kas milabecha." You have to remove the anger from your heart. Gemara says, "Amar." This statement, by the way, is an interesting statement that's needed to be said. It seems to be an obvious point that, of course, he should try to tame himself. It's similar to Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos tells us that a husband, when he leaves the house before Shabbos, he should remind his wife to make sure she lit the candles and she hafreshes challah and she made an eruv. And then I think it's Rav Ashi there says, and make sure you say this benachas, you say it nicely to her. So it seems like an obvious point. So someone in the Gemara comes along and says, I never heard Rav Ashi say this, but I knew on my own that I'm supposed to speak gently to my wife. So this is a similar thing. You would think it's obvious for a Tamil Chacham or anybody to realize that if a person has kas, they should of course try to overcome it and talk benachas. So I don't know what's added here. So fine. The Gemara now says, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yodasan, Shlosha Shalu Shalog Hugan. There were three individuals in history who asked incorrectly. L'shnayim heshivu kihugan. Two of them were answered correctly, appropriately. L'echad heshivu shelo kihugan. And one of them was answered inappropriately. Ve'eluhen. These are the three individuals. Eliezer Eved Avram, Shaul ben Kish, V'yiftach HaGiladi. So those are the three examples. Those are the three individuals, rather, who asked incorrectly. So Gemara is going to go through one by one. Eliezer Eved Avram, Dichsiv, as it says, when he's looking for a wife for Yitzchak, the pasuk says, "V'hayoha nara asher omer aleha hateni kadech." And it's whichever girl comes and offers me and my camels to drink water, she's the one who I'm going to choose for Yitzchak Avinu. Yachol afilu chigeres. It's possible she was missing a leg. Afilu Suma. He asked for any girl. He didn't have any qualifications of her. Any girl. Heshiva Kugan, but Akash Baruch Hu had responded appropriately, even though the question was asked inappropriately, he gave them the proper response. V'nizdavna l'Rivka, as we know, of course, Rivka was the girl who came, and she ultimately married Yitzchak Avinu. The case of Shaul ben Kish, Dichsev, he says, when he was trying to defeat Goliath, and David came along, David came along and says, Vayaha Ish, and the boy, the man, Asher Yakenu, who's going to kill him, who kills Goliath, Asher Yakenu Yashrenu Hamelch Osher Gadol, the king himself is going to make him very, very wealthy, give him a lot of money. That's Bito Yitain Lo, and he's going to give his daughter to this man. So he doesn't specify what the qualifications of such an individual would be. Yachel Afil Eved Afil Mamzer. So it could be that the princess was going to marry to Eved or a Mamzer. Who knows who's going to defeat Goliath? So the Gemara says, Hey Shivo Kugan Vinizdabin Lo David. Still, nonetheless, Akash Baruch Hu answered him properly, and it was David HaMelech who, of course, was the one who killed him. And the third case is Yiftach HaGiladi. The Pasuk says, V'hayah HaYotzi Asher Yotzi Midalasi Beisi. The next creature, the next being that exits my house, that creature, that animal, I'm going to offer as a carbon. So he asked inappropriately. He should have qualified what type of animal. Yachal Afilu Davar Tameh. Let's say a pig walks out, or any other tummy animal. He would also bring that as a carbon. He should specify the next kosher animal, but he didn't say that. That was a third example of a shalu shalok hugan. So, and unfortunately for him, heshivu shalok hugan, he was answered inappropriately as well, just like his question was, shalok hugan nizdamna lo bito, and his daughter was the one who walked out next from the door. Behind the kamer lehu navi liyisrael, that's what the navi said to Yisrael. Hatzari ein begilad. Is there no, tzari means a lashon of medication. Is there no medication in Gilad? Im rofe ein sham, is there no doctor there? That was a reference. There's no Navi who could help him undo this nether he took upon himself. He took a nether saying, and the next thing to walk out of my house, I'm going to bring as a carbon. And it turns out it was his daughter. He could have went to a Navi or some other Rav and been matir the nether. Was there no one around for him not to go to? Of course there was somebody. Uksiv, and that's what the Pasuk says. These psukim appear in Yirmiyah. It says, Asher lo tzivisi, that which I never commanded. Velo dibarti, I never spoke of this, Hashem says. Velo alsal alibi, never came upon my heart. So what are these three cases referred to in Yirmiyah? Asher lo tzivisi, Hashem said, I never commanded the case of Benosha Mesha Melech Moav. I never commanded that case. What happened with Mesha Melech Moav? The Pasuk says, Shenemar vayikach es beno habachor asher yimlach tachtav vayelo ola. Apparently, Mesha Melech Moav took his own son, his oldest son, and offered him as a carbon. I never imagined that would ever happen. Then when the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, V'lo dibarti, I never spoke of this, Ze Yiftach, that refers to the case of Yiftach, where you never imagined that Yiftach would actually offer his daughter as a carbon. And V'lo alsal alibi, I never even considered this, that refers to Ze Yitzchak ben Avram. So these are three individuals, three cases, where there were children brought as carbonos, or maybe almost brought as carbonos, that the Pasuk is referring to. But that's his last case of Yiftach asking Shlok Hugan, and he was responded back, Shlok Hugan. It's interesting to note, Yitzchak Avinu, we never have the Avos, any of the Avos mention their father's name. We don't say Yitzchak, we say Yitzchak ben Avram, but we don't say Yaakov ben Yitzchak. Why dafka by Yitzchak ben Avram? So we have this a few places in Shas. It appears here, it appears in Lamar Rosh Hashanah a couple of times. And whenever it's in the context of Akedas Yitzchak, the Gemara always says Yitzchak ben Avram, because the Pasuk says several times, Yachtav in the Akedah, that they did this together. It's Machlokas and Rashi and the Medrashim. Whose test was it? Was it Yitzchak's test to be shechted, or was it Avram's test to shecht his own son? And at the end of the day, it's really Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. It was both tests. So that's why the Gemara always says in the context of Akedas Yitzchak, and this is another example of Akedas Yitzchak, Yitzchak ben Avram. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Brachio Af Knesses Yisrael Shala Shlok Hugan. There's actually a fourth case where it's Knesset Yisrael asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something inappropriately. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eshivo Kuhugan. Yet Hashem responded back in an appropriate fashion. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vaneda Nirdaf Aladas Hashem. We want to know, we want to chase after to understand Hashem. Kishachar Nachon Matzao, like the clearness of the morning. And he should come to us like rain. We want this clarity of Hashem, understand him and appreciate him. So Amar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Biti, refers to Knesset Yisrael, refers to Klal Yisrael as my daughter. Sometimes it's referred to as a son, sometimes it's referred to as a daughter. A different, and penimis, these mean a lot though. So he says, my daughter, Biti, At Shoelas Davar Shepamim Mispakesh, Pamim Einu Mispakesh. You're asking me to appear to you like rain. Sometimes rain is needed. Sometimes rain is not needed. So that means I'm going to appear to you only sometimes, not all the time. Rain's not always needed. In the Yemos HaChama, you don't need the rain. I'm going to be to you, I'm going to answer to you correctly. I'm going to be like something that's always needed. Shenemar, what's always needed? So Hashem responds back, I'm going to be like dew to Klai Yisrael. I'm always going to be Nedav, Nirdav. You can always understand me, just like Tal always exists and it's always necessary. That's the way I'm going to appear to you. And by the way, I think that's why this sugya is brought here, because this last line here of the Tal, we're talking about Tal, that's why I brought this whole discussion on this Amud. The Od Shala, there was another question that Knesset Yisrael asked Hashem, Shelo Kugan, they asked inappropriately. Amru Lefanov, Knesset Yisrael says to Hashem, Ribono Sha'olam, the Pasuk says, Simeni Kachosim Alibecha, place us like a signature on your heart, Kachosim Alzarecha, like a signature on an arm. He wanted to be always remembered by Hashem on Hashem's heart. Just like a signature that's found on an arm is oftentimes seen, it should also be just as seen on the lave. So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biti, my daughter, Knesset Yisrael At, Shoelas Davar Shepamim Nira Pamim Eino Nira, you're asking me to be like something that's sometimes seen and sometimes not seen. A person's arm isn't always exposed. Sometimes it's covered, sometimes it's not. So says Hashem, Ava ani aseh lecha or lach, I'm going to become to you, davar shenira li'olam, I'm going to be to you something that's always visible. Shenemar, hein akapayim chukusecha. I'm going to be like a palm of the hand, which is always, of course, visible. It's never covered unless a person's wearing gloves, but for the most part, it's always exposed, and that was his response. Okay, two dots. Mar now quotes back from the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us, ein shoalin es hagushamim, ela samach limos hagushamim, that we only ask for the rain when it's next to the time of when you need the rain. That's when we ask for the rain. Why would we ask for the rain when we don't need it? Only samach l'gushamim, when you need to have the rain. So Gemara says, svaruha. Now, svaruha means, almost always, it refers to an initial suggestion that will ultimately be rejected later on. That's what svaruha means. There are a few cases, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf, Bezim and Bezim, Gimel Ma'alf, use svaruha, but in the end, it's actually kept, it's held up, l'maskana, and I think Tosa's point is out there, that that's one of the few exceptions where svaruha is actually upheld, l'maskana. But for the most part, svaruha is an initial attempt at something which will ultimately get rejected. So Gemara says, the initial understanding is as follows. She'ela v'hazkara chad milsi. When the Mishnah says, ein shu'al, and don't ask for it, it's not referring to saying talamat levracha. It's not referring to she'ela, it's referring to hazkara, which is mashvaruach, Omrit HaGashem. So what it says is that Ein Shoalin and us Ein Mazkirin, we should read it as, we only mention Mashiach Ruach, Samach L'Gashamim, close to when you need the rain. So who is the author of this line of the Mishnah? So Mantana, who authored this? Amar Rava. Rava says, Rabbi Yeshua, he must be Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua Damar Mishas Hanachaso. So remember the Machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer starts with an Aleph. So he's held Mashiach Ruach is from day one of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua held is at the end of Sukkot. So Rabbi Eliezer says you start mentioning Mashiach Ruach from the beginning of Sukkot. That's not near the time of when you need rain. You don't need rain in the beginning of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua says you mention Mashiach Ruach at the end of Sukkot, which is close to the time when you need the rain. So Rabbi Yeshua must be the author of this line, which is Ein Shoalin, which we say to be now Ein Mazkirin. We only mention Mashiach Ruach, Samach L'Gashamim, which means at the end of Sukkot. So that's Rava's understanding. Comes along, Amar Le'Abai, Abai says, no. Afilu Tema Rabbi Eliezer. Even Rabbi Eliezer will be the author of this line, Ein Shoalim. And he holds She'ela L'chud, V'azkar L'chud. They're two separate concepts. She'ela, saying Talmud L'Vracha, is one concept. And Haskara, Mashveh Ruach, is another concept. Even though Rabbi Eliezer says you start saying Mashveh Ruach HaBinagashim, the Haskara, in the beginning of Sukkot, you don't do the She'ela, you don't say Saint Talmud L'Vracha until after Sukkot is over. And he could also be the author of Ein Shoalim. Ein Shoalim means literally Ein Shoalim. Gemara says, Ikadamri, Lema, some have the Shakratari as follows. Lema Rabbi Yeshua, maybe say Rabbi Yeshua is the author of that Brisa that says, Ein Shoalin, Damar Mishas HaNachasa, that he says, when you start placing the lulav down, that's when you start doing the Mashiach Ruach Negashim at the end of Sukkot. So Amar Rava, Rava says no. Afilu Tema Rabbi Eliezer, this time Rava is the one who's defending Rabbi Eliezer. He says no, even Rabbi Eliezer could be the author of Ein Shualim, and he holds She'elachud Vaskarlachud. Haskara Masher Ruach is in the beginning of Sukkot, and Ein Shualim means literally you don't ask for Sein Talmud to the Racha until the end of Sukkot, and there is a big separation between the Haskara and the She'ela. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'over Lefnei Ateva. The Chazan goes to daven for the Amud. So we said the last day of Sukkot, the Shachar, Baal Shachar doesn't say Mashmeh Ruach just yet, but the Baal Musaf does say it. And the beginning of Pesach, the Baal Shachar still does say Mashmeh Ruach, but the Baal Musaf does not say Mashmeh Ruach anymore on the first day of Pesach. So the Gemara asks the question, Ir Minhu. He asks from a Braisa. Ad Masai Shoalin Esag Shamim. And to what point, when do we stop asking, when do we stop saying Tal or Matil Racha? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Shiavor Pesach, until Pesach passes. Sounds like if you look at Rashi four lines down from the top, Ad Shiavor Pesach, Daminan Kol Chol Shemoed, the Sein Tal Matil. Sounds like you would still say Sein Tal Matil Racha throughout Chol Moed, it's not until all Pesach is over that we stop saying it. And that's going to be the Kashya. Because Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, you stop already first day of Yontif. That means Chol Moed Pesach, you don't say it anymore. But this Brisa seems to indicate you say it throughout Chol Moed Pesach. And just to finish the Brisa, Rabbi Meir Omer Ad Shiyavor Nisan, he thinks you continue to say it until the conclusion of all Chodesh Nisan. How do we deal with this Tira? So Omer Avchisr, Avchisr says, Lo Kasha, this is not a problem. Kan Lishol Kan Lahazkir. One's talking about a case of asking, one's talking about a case of mentioning. So which is which? So if you look at Rashi three, two narrow lines down in Rashi, it says, Hachi Garcina, an Amr of Chista, Kan Lishol, Kan Lazkir. Oh, actually, the Gemara really explains a little bit further. Right, so let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, again, Amr of Chista, Lokasha, Kan Lishol, Kan Lazkir, Mishal Shail V'azil. You continue to ask throughout Chol Moed, saying Tal Amatil Racha, but with regards to Lahazgir, Mashiva Ruach, but Yom Tov Rishon Pasuk, you stop. So it turns out, Yom Tov Rishon, you stop saying Mashiva Ruach. Chol Moed, you stop saying Mashiva Ruach, but you continue to say saying Tal Amatil Racha every day of Chol Moed, even though you're not saying Mashiva Ruach. That's what the Gemara's initial suggestion is. But then the Gemara says, Amar Ula, Ula says, Hadrav Chista Kasha, Kechomish Lashinaim. His answer is so problematic, it's like sticking vinegar in your teeth and Kashin Lainaim and smoke to the eyes. Doesn't make any sense. Umabim Makom Sheino Shoel Mazgir. In a situation where you don't ask yet, but you still mention, so that's talking about the beginning end, when you start during the Mosai Geshamim, we start saying Mashar Ruach on Shmina Teres. But we don't start asking for saying Talmud to Levracha until later on. In Chutzart is December 4th, December 5th. And Eretz Yisrael, it's a few weeks later, it's Zayin Cheshvan, I think it is. So there's a period where you mention, but you don't ask. So if that's the case in the beginning, you mention without asking, so then, B'makom Sheshoel, Pesach and Chol Hamoed, where according to this, you would continue to ask, Eino Din Sheyeh Maskir. So certainly if you're asking during Chol Hamoed, you should also be mentioning as well. Now just to build that up, it's more problematic to have a She'ela during the summer than it is to have Haskara. To ask for rain during Pesach or during the summer is more problematic than mentioning Hashem's ability to be Mashiach Ruach HaMinu Gashem. So if you're asking for rain, so certainly you should also be mentioning Mashiach Ruach HaMinu Gashem. And okay, fine. So that, therefore, he rejects the suggestion of Rav Chista, and therefore we still have a kasha at hand that Rabbi Yehuda in one case says you stop saying Tal Matil Racha Yom Tav Rishom, and the other Brisa says you continue to say it throughout Chol Hamoed. So how do we deal with this? So Ela Amar Ula, Ula suggests, Trei Tanai Aliva de Rabbi Yehuda. It's Machlokas Tanayim within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Two different opinions, what he held. Rav Yosef Amar, no. My Ad Sheyavor Pesach, you misinterpret it. What does it mean until Pesach is over? It doesn't mean until all Pesach is over. What it means is Ad Sheyavor Shliach Tzibor Rishon Hayored B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. What it means is after the first guy, meaning the Baal Shachar, is when he completes davening on Yom Tov Rishon, at that point you stop saying Mashiva Ruach or Minhag Gashem, and you stop saying the She'ela. That's very consistent with what we said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, wait a second, we're talking about She'ela here. We're talking about saying Talmud Matil Racha. So Amalei Abai says to Rav Yosef, She'ela b'yamtuf mi'ika. So in essence, what he's saying is that the Baal Shachris is the last guy to say She'ela on Yom Tov Rishon. But there's no Sheila on Yom Tov Rishon. We know there's no saying Talmud L'Racha on Yom Tov at all. So what's Rav Yosef suggesting here? So Amalei, Rav Yosef says back in, there is actually a Shoel, Shoel Meturgaman. The Meturgaman, when he were, there's a Drasha. So the way it worked was, the Rav would get up and give a shir. Now, depending on languages and depending on the ability to amplify his voice, there's a Meturgaman who would translate to the Tzibur if they didn't understand the language, and he would also amplify the voice so everybody could hear. So when he would be translating the shir of the Rav, he would also say, he would kind of stick in there, and we're going to say Saint Talmud Levracha as well. It wasn't the context of davening, because there's no place in davening for Saint Talmud Levracha on Yontif, but he would say it during the drasha. That's what Gemara suggests. So Gemara says, V'chi Meturgaman Shoel Davar Sheino Tzarech Letzibur? The Meturgaman would ask for something that the Tzibur doesn't actually need. The Tzibur doesn't need rain. It's already Pesach. It's going into the summer now. There's no need for rain anymore. Why would he ask for rain? Ella mechavrasa kedula. Rather, it's going to revert back to the initial suggestion of Ula that you're right. This stira in Rabbi Huda is two different Tanayim's understanding of what the position of Rabbi Huda was. Okay, now comes along. Rabba says differently. Rabba says, Amar mai ad sheavor Pesach. What does that mean? What we initially thought to mean when you start asking, you continue to ask until all Pesach is over. Ad sheyavor zman shchitas haPesach. So it says until the Zman of Shchitas HaPesach is over, so which is Mincha time. So Mincha Er Pesach is the last time you say the same Talamat Levracha. Uktechilaso Kein Sofo. In the beginning, so too is the end. What happened in the beginning? Matchilaso, just like by Sukkot time, we're Mazgir, Afapisheno, Shoel, where we mention Masher Ruach, Shmiya Teres, and we mention that for a couple of weeks, even though we're not asking. So af sofu, so to the end, we continue to maskir af apishenu shoel. Meaning comes mariv, we still say mashir ruach, even though there's no shela. And comes shachris, we still do mashir ruach, even though there's no shela. So we have both, on both ends, we have a hasgara without there being a shela. So we have that certain consistency and symmetry. So Amrle Abaye says to Rabba, this doesn't make sense, Rabba. Bishma Tchilaso. I understand in the beginning, Sukkot time, where you would first be Mazgir before the Shela, because Haskara Nami Ritwe Shelahi. Now, this is a very key line to what we spoke about in the first year about the nature of Mashir Ruach Minagashem. Is it simply a praise? Is it a Shela? Is it a Ritwe? What exactly this is? There's a bunch of Girsos here, but we're saying the Haskara Mashir Ruach is a Ritwe of a Shela. It's supposed to really build us up. When you're asking, you come to the king, you want to ask him for something, you first praise him for his great strengths, what he's able to do. So if you're asking for rain, first you say, oh, well, you know, Kel Agadah Gibor, the one who could bring wind and bring rain. And then you say, oh, by the way, could I have some rain? The praise of rain for Hashem is building up for your Shela. It's setting the stage for your Shela of Zayn Talamat L'Racha. So that makes sense. You have 2 weeks of Hasgara, Sukkot time, you're building up Hashem's praise. You don't want to come in and ask the question right away. You first want to, you know, make him feel good about himself for a couple of weeks, and then you ask the question. But Ella, in the end, when it comes to Pesach time, so for my Ritzah Shelahi, why would you mention Mashir Ruach HaMinagashem, Yantif Rishon, if you don't need a Shelah? There's no Shelah that's happening anymore. The Shelah is done. It's completely unnecessary. So Ella, Mechavrita Kedula. So therefore, Rabba's rejected as well, and we're reverting back to Ula's suggestion that there are two Tanayim, there's a Machlokas Tanayim of understanding the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Mar now says, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Huda, we paskin like Rabbi Huda, with regards to which halacha? So Rashi tells him, with regards to the halacha of the Baal Shachris and Baal Musaf, on the Sukkot, the Baal Shachris doesn't say Mashiv Ruach, but the Baal Musaf does on Shmiat Teres. And the other end, Pesach, the Baal Shachris, Yantav Rishon Shav Pesach, does mention Mashiv Ruach, but the Baal Musaf doesn't mention it. That's how we paskin. So Amalei Rabbi Zeir says, Le Rabbi Yasi, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hach, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? V'hatzanan, the Mishnah tells us, B'shlosh b'mar cheshvan sho'alin es ha'gishamim. So according to the first Mishnah, the first opinion of the Mishnah, which we'll see later on, this is Daf Yud, we'll see this Mishnah. On the third day of Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan, is when you start asking for rain. That's when you start saying, V'sein tal amati l'vracha. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Bishivabo, on the seventh of Cheshvan is when you start asking for it in Eretz Yisrael. And Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, we pass like Rabbi Gamliel. So According to Rabbi Gamliel, you start asking on the 7th. According to Rabbi Huda, you start asking on Shemirat Teres. So Amalei, the Gemara says, what's the problem here? Gavra, Gavra, Karamis? What's that? You're asking two people, you know, that's two different people have the right to their own opinions. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Lazar passes like Rabbi Gamliel. That's okay. They're each entitled to their own opinion, so there's no stira there. So then the Gemara says, Ibai Zema, no. Lokashir, Kan Lishol, Kan Lahaskir. The Gemara was putting together a kasha that didn't make sense. The discussion of Gimel Cheshvan and Shiva B'Cheshvan is referring to the Sheila, saying Talmud to the Racha. The discussion of Rabbi Yehuda on Yantav Achron on Shmiat Teres is referring to the Ahaskara, Masher, Racha, Mirdagashim, the two different concepts. So there's no question. That's how we paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to Masher Ruach, that on Shmiat Teres we start saying Masher Ruach, and we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel also with regards to Sheila, with regards to saying Talmud to the Racha, then Eretz Yisrael on Zayin Cheshvan is the reason, is when we start having the Sheila, and there's no steer. But then the Gemara asks, "Vahama Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say, B'makom Shoel Mazkir?" Rabbi Yochanan holds, whenever you ask, you have to mention. There can't be any time period where there's one without the other. According to what I just said, there's going to be 2 weeks from Shmiat Teres until Zayin Cheshvan, where there's only Mashir Ruach, but there's no Sheila. But Rabbi Yochanan paskins, you never have a separate, they're always together. So the Gemara says, no, that statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that B'makom Shoel Mazkir, whenever you ask, you're also mentioning Hahul Hafsaka. That's referring to the other end when you stop. Hafsaka, when you stop saying Masher Ruach, that's when you stop saying Saint Tamar to Laracha. They both end at the same time, Yantav Pesach, Yantav Rishon Shepesach. But in the beginning, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that there's going to be a little 2 week period where there is a Hazkara without there being a Shela. So Gemara now says, Vaham Rabbi Yochanan, does Rabbi Yochanan say, Hiskil Lahazgir Maskil Lishol, Pasik Mil Lishol, Pasik Mil Lahazgir. No. We have another statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan who clearly says, both in the beginning, you have to mention them together and ask together, meaning Masher Ruach and Sein Tal and Matel Racha come at the same time, and at the other end, they both stop. So you can't separate the beginning and the end. He clearly says that they're both the same. There is never this time period of Shmini Atzeres where you mention it until Zayin Cheshvan. Ela Lokasha, there's no stira. Halan Halahu, one's for us and one's for them. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, around 8 lines up from the bottom. It says, Halan halahu, libnei Bavel, sheyesh lanu, to people who lived in Bavel, where we lived, the Gemara was written in Bavel, the Talmud Bavli, to us, halan, to us in Bavel, sheyesh lanu, tevua, uperis basada, kol tishrei, we have a lot of grains and fruits in the fields, all of tishrei. Ein mazgirin ad shiva b'mer cheshvan, we wait until Zayin Cheshvan to start asking for it. We gave a 2 week period. Visham shalim, but Kedama Rabbi Yochanan, Maskil Lahaskir, Maskil Lishol. Rabbi Yochanan lived where? In Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan held in Eretz Yisrael, when you start mentioning it, Shemin Atzeres, you start mentioning Mashir Ruach, that's also when you start asking for an Eretz Yisrael. But in Bavel, they didn't need the rain right away, and everything was very plentiful there, so they're able to wait 2 week period until they start asking for the rain. The Gemara is going to tell us when we get to Daf Yud why you have that waiting period. What's the need for that, but we'll ignore that for now. So for the Bavel, again, they had the waiting period. In Eretz Yisrael, where Rabbi Yochanan lived, they did not have that waiting period. So the Gemara says, Maishna l'didon dislan, what's the reason? The didon dislan peyre bidavra, according to us in Bavel, that we have peyros in the davra. Davra means the field. L'didu nami islu oli regalim. But what do you mean? In Eretz Yisrael, they have all the oli regalim who have to get back to their homes. So if you start asking for rain in Shmiat Teres, or the day after, Isuchag, you're going to start saying, Saint Talim Matel Racha, and it's going to start raining, it's going to be very difficult for those Oli Regalim to go back home. It's going to make they'll get home, but it's going to be a very, very messy travel. So we should have Rachmanis on them and not ask for rain for a couple of weeks. So the Gemara says no. Ki Kamar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said a statement, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, where there is no Oli Regal. When there's no Ali the Regal, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then they would ask for rain right away in Eretz Yisrael because they needed the rain right away. But he would agree, Bizman HaMikdash, when there were Oli Regalim, Eina Chanami, they would also wait until Zayin Cheshvan, till everybody gets home, to ask for the rain. So now the Gemara says, Hashtu Da'asas L'Hachi, now that we've established this, Ha V'ha L'Diddu, both cases are really referring to Eretz Yisrael. Lo kasher kan bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim kan bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim. The one sugya that said Rabbi Yochanan held that you would mention hazkara and she'il at the same time, meaning shmiat tzeres, that's referring to in Eretz Yisrael without the beis hamikdash because there's no olav regalim. And the case where we said that there's a waiting period, that's also in Eretz Yisrael bizman hamikdash, so they can wait until olav regalim. And that's the new suggestion of the Gemara, and there is no steer of Rabbi Yochanan's. So then the Gemara says, should we continue this piece now? It will continue to the top of the Mishnah. We'll try to get there. V'anan de'islan treyome hechavdinan. So now the Gemara wants to know, according to us, that we keep in Galus two yamtovs, shnei yamtov shagolios. So the question becomes, when do you start mentioning it? Look at Rashi. Rashi is just clear in the question here. Rashi 5 lines up from the bottom. Anan de'islan treyome, we who have 2 days, sheyomim tovim achronim, we have 2 days of Shmiat Teres, and we in Eretz Yisrael, it's Shmiat Teres, Simchas Torah the same day, we separated here in Chutz Laretz. Day 8 is Shmiat Teres, day 9 is what we call Simchas Torah, but it's really Shmiat Teres 2. Shemini safek shvi, v'chi safek shemini. The Rebbe Yehuda, damar miyom tov ha'achron, beizem hen mazkir. So Rebbe Yehuda holds, as we've learned already, the last day, Shmiat Teres, is when you start mentioning Mashiach Rucham and Agashim. So it's very clear what goes on in Eretz Yisrael. Musa, the Baal Musa of Shmiat Teres, they start saying Tfilas Geshem. But what do we do in Chutz Laretz? Do we do it day 8 or do we do it day 9? They're both Yomim Tovim. They're both two Shmiat Teres. So the Gemara says, Hei Chiyav Dinan. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Mascha B'Musafin. So Musaf of day 8, first day of Yom Tif, of the last days, your Mascha B'Musafin, Uposek B'Mincha, Arvis V'Shachris. But then, the nighttime, going into Simchas Torah, as we'll call it, or really Mincha before that, Mincha, you stop saying Mashir Ruch, and you don't say it at nighttime of Simchas Torah, and you don't say it in the morning, and Shachris, and then Chalazim Musafin, and then day 2, Shmiyas Teres / Simchas Torah, you start saying Mashir Ruch again in Musaf. It's strange, right? So Amar Lehu, Shmuel says to them, Poke Amrile Laaba Achar. He says to them, I guess this was reported to him probably, Shmuel probably heard this from Rav's Talmidim. So he says, go tell Rav, Acher Shiasiso Kodesh Taseu Chol, after you've already made this into Kodesh, you're going to make this into Chol? You can't start saying Masher Ruach day 1 and then stop saying it right away. Now, I think some suggest, based on this line here, that saying Tfias Geshem, there's some Kedusha involved in that as well. It's not simply mashal, it's taken literally, that we're changing the davening, we're adding Mashiach Ruach into the davening, there is some Kedushas Yom Tov that's taking place with Tfilas Geshem. Either way, he says, it doesn't make sense to start saying in Musaf and then stop Mincha Marv Shachris and then say again the next day Musaf. Ella Amar Shmuel. Shmuel suggests, Maschia b'Musafin b'Mincha u'posek Arvis v'Shachris v'Chalazim Maschia b'Musafin. His suggestion is a little bit better, but not the best yet, because once you make day 8 into a Kedusha, so Musaf, at least finish the day off and say Mashiach Ruach during Mincha as well. Now comes the nighttime, Simchas Torah, it's a new day. We can start fresh and say, okay, no more Mashiach Ruach and Marv, no Mashiach Ruach and Shachris, and then Musaf will start all over again. So Rava says, what do you mean? The top of Heyam and Aleph now, we'll finish to the Mishnah. Rava says, Amar, Kevin Shehischil, Shuv Eino Posek. No, once you start saying Mashiach Ruach, it doesn't make any sense to stop saying it. The chain number of sheshes came in shehischil shuvein and posek. Once you start, you don't stop anymore. Vaf Rav Hadarbe, even Rav himself was chozer and he agreed to this position. Damar of Chananel Amar Rav Mona Esrim veEchad Yom Kederech Shmona Esr Yamim Shemona Asar Yamim MeRosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippur. You're supposed to count 21 days, just like you count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Now we know there's not really 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's only if you count those days as well. Being Rosh Hashanah is day 1 and Yom Kippur is day 10. You count both ends as part of the count. So too here as well, you count 21 days. 21 days from what? So it says Rashi, you count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah. That falls out on Shmiat Teres. So the 21st day of Rosh of Tishrei is Shmiat Teres. Even Chutz Laretz, that's when we start saying Tfilas Geshem. And you continue to say it, Mach, Mincha, Mariv, Shachas, Musaf, throughout the rest of the rainy season. Then the Gemara concludes, U'maschio, and Kevin Shehischil Shuveni Posek, and then you begin the 21st day, and once you've started on the 21st day, the Eishmiyat Teres, even in Chutz Laretz, you don't stop anymore. The Hilchazon, that's how we paskin, Kevin Shehischil Shuveni Posek. Once you start saying Mashiach Ruach, you don't stop saying it for the rest of the season.